Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. You know, it's one thing to adjust the outcomes we promote to the buyer. It's another for the buyer to believe that we are the best and only option. How do we get there? Here are two things the buyer has to believe about us so they can feel confident enough to move forward. First off, buyers need to know that our path forward is not only doable, but won't have a lot of collateral damage. For skittish decision makers, now is not the time to lead with an overhaul of the corporate culture. As I noticed in the post, that's too much of a risk in volatile times. But these folks want to agree that the path forward is something they feel confident in doing. Second, decision makers need to know that they can't get this outcome either internally or by themselves. We have to address this issue because this is the default position. So even if you sell them on the outcome, as I noted in the post, the next assumption, especially with tight budgets, is that they can do this without you. So one idea to address this, be direct. Say something like, if insert internal resources can pull this off, why haven't they done it by now? Then offer a non-judgmental reason why they can't, such as political reasons, don't know what they don't know, whatever. The key here, we need to negate home court advantage. If buyers believe they need outside help, then we can position ourselves as the best option among equals. In these recessionary, fearful times, the risk to hire us is high. We have to go beyond identifying a great outcome and toward assurances that we are the best option for getting there. If the buyer believes these two things about us, we own the outcome they are willing to invest in getting. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.